Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
You know, out of all of the ones, the things that take actual, you know, some air, where you have to blow into it.
Right.
I've got the slide whistle. Yep. I have the kazoo.
Yep.
There's the party favor, which I haven't used in a while.
No.
Oh, you do? Look at it. It's broken.
Oh.
How do you think it got broken?
Well, by you throwing stuff in
there. Right, the cowbell smashed it.
Yeah.
That's the plastic cheap. What are those party favors like that? 5 cents?
Yeah.
At the dollar. They're not even a dollar, and you get them at the Dollar Tree. 20 of them for a buck.
When you sneeze, you look like one.
The train whistle takes the most amount of effort.
Yeah, really. I can believe that.
Having to blow through it, you need a good high lung capacity. On the Bob Almanac, we start out the Bob Almanac today with an Almanac salute.
Oh.
That was bloody brilliant.
Oh, thank you for that assessment, Mr. Weasley. Perhaps it would be more useful if I were to transfigure Mr. Potter and yourself into a pocket watch. That way one of you might be on time.
We got lost.
Then perhaps a map. I trust you don't need one to find your seats.
So, Neil, you couldn't hear that, but there's got to be something wrong with your headphones because...
Into a different outlet
okay,
here.
There you go.
Because most of what comes in here is just in my right ear. But the other one I can get in my left ear, but it's all fuzzy.
Well, do you, on your little controller there, do you see, is there a balance left
and
right?
That.
You tried that?
Didn't work.
Didn't work. Maggie Smith, who played Professor McGonagall. That was from Harry Potter, Neil.
Yes.
And she was the professor, very funny. She's a witch. She was in Sister Act, Downton Abbey. I don't ever hear you say Downtown Abbey. It's Downton Abbey, of course. Professor McGonagall on the Harry Potter franchise. Dame Maggie Smith, dead at the age of 89.
Mm.
Her family confirming to the BBC that she died at a hospital on Friday. That would be today. But again, they're in London 6 hours ahead of us. So she's dead at 89. So, Maggie Smith.
Gone.
Gone.
But not
but
forgotten.
Not forgotten. So you got fuzzy stuff in your left ear? Are you sure that's not ear hair?
It could be.
Friday, September 27th, 271st day of the year, 1903.
Well, they give him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, this is old 97. You must put her in the Spencer on time.
Yeah, the wreck of the old 97 song from Johnny Cash. I believe Boxcar Willie had a version of that as well.
Yep.
But this was a train crash made famous because of the song. But it was an awful crash. Was it Alabama? Somewhere down south.
Mm-hmm.
And the engineer had to get somewhere quick. Had to get the mail there in time. He was going too fast for a curve.
Oh, no.
And hit that curve going way too fast. Is this the first you ever heard of the story of the wreck of the old 97?
No.
Okay.
Before.
So, out of all the famous wreck songs, Wreck of the Old 97, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald,
Wrecking Ball. That's a different one. I don't know. There's other wrecks, isn't there?
I know. What's your favorite one?
Oh, wow.
You know. Wrecking Ball, that's Miley Cyrus. You know Miley Cyrus songs?
Is that her?
How can that even be?
I didn't know it was her.
Yeah.
I thought it was that duo of women.
1954 here this date.
Now to meet the star of our show, Steve Allen.
Anyway, in case you're just joining us, this is Tonight. And I can't think of too much to tell you about it, except I want to give you the bad news first. This program is going to go on forever.
Yeah, it is, Steve.
I think you're tired now.
He was talking about how long it was going to go into the night. Little did he know that it would still be on the air in 2024.
Wow.
Tonight.
It was 90 minutes then, though, right?
It was, and it was 90 minutes for a long time. Even into the Johnny Carson era.
Yeah.
And he said, that's just too long. And then he decided that the week was too long. By the end of it, he was doing, two shows a week? It seemed the Tonight Show debuted on NBC, and it was just called Tonight, hosted by comedian Steve Allen. And that was his date, 1954. In the news in 64.
The report's 300,000 words trace the facts, and without prejudging the implications of that day that started so brightly and ended so blackly at high noon on the streets of Dallas. Through questioning of every possible witness, restaging of the events of the morning drive, the commission reports that the fatal shots that entered President Kennedy's head and throat were fired by Lee Harvey Oswald from the Texas School Book Depository, acting solely by himself, and that there was no conspiracy, either foreign or domestic.
That was the conclusion. People don't and didn't believe it at that moment, I'm sure, and they still don't believe it today, that there was one shooter, and mm-hmm. that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the thing that's maybe hardest to believe is the fact that there wasn't any kind of conspiracy, because Lee Harvey Oswald had gone to Cuba. He had done some things with the KGB. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah.
You've been there.
I have been.
You stood on the X. Did you stand on the X?
I did.
You looked at the school depository building.
Yep.
Did Lee Harvey Oswald act alone, or was there somebody on the grassy knoll?
Well, the grassy knoll isn't much of a knoll, and it was very much closer.
But is it grassy?
It was grassy. It was matted down, but it was grassy. And it looked like a glorified bus stop, really, is what the grassy knoll was. But
way to disappoint, you know. Way to ruin my expectations.
But, yeah, and it's a heck of a shot to get two off. And, so Lee Harvey Oswald was a very good marksman. I'll tell him that from where the window was, and it was still open.
Okay.
Of course, they leave it kind of open.
All right.
It's eerie.
Let's move on to 1983.
TV theme time, Jim.
It is. But not the one you thought it was.
No.
Sounded like MASH, right?
It did.
But it's different because this is after MASH.
Oh.
People forget. Did you remember? Do you remember they did a sequel?
Yeah.
In 1983 to MASH called After MASH, where it was Sherman Potter, Klinger, and Father Mulcahy. Those are the only three characters that they really brought back. And you could tell they kind of, the opening, they did some of the old MASH theme.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed scenes of the war. And then as the war ended, it went to a more light, bubbly type music, which was nice. It lasted only two seasons. Time magazine listed After MASH as one of the 100 worst ideas of the century. Not just worst shows. One of the 100 worst ideas of the century, After MASH. Wow. CBS was trying to cash in. You know, from the same company and network that gave you Archie Bunker's Place.
Yes.
You know, Edith Dyes should have just ended it right there, to be honest.
It should have.
TV Guide listed it as the 7th worst TV series ever in 2002. So After MASH.
Debacle.
That's why many people don't remember it. Mm-hmm. 1983, I remember this.
New personal pan pizza from your Pizza Hut restaurant. Ready in 5 minutes, or you get one free next time you come in for lunch.
I'd like a personal pan pizza, and I'm in a bit of a hurry.
New personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut, starting at $1.49.
$1.49 for a personal pan pizza. You can't get a piece of sausage or pepperoni off there for $1.49 now. But yes, this was revolutionary. To be able to take their delicious and tasty and crispy and buttery crust and make it into a single size and then get it to you in 5 minutes. This is where pizza became viable for lunch, Neil.
Yes, for fast
pizza,
food.
Pizza was never viable for lunch before because you'd have to sit down. It'd be 25 minutes. No. You wouldn't have time. Pizzas took a while to cook. And now they speeded up the process. And they shrunk it. And those were tasty. Those are very good.
Not as good as Rocky Rococo's.
No, but were they getting it to you in 5 minutes for lunch?
You could then. I mean,
but pizza was the first one. Pizza did this first. Pizza was the first one. Personal pan pizza.
It was close.
And where's Rocky Rococo now?
Right, but they were sold by the slice, and there was another one that was sold by the slice before.
Rocco, your guy, Rocco Baldelli.
Yeah. He should go the way of...
Yeah, but slice is not a personal pan pizza where you're getting crust all the way around.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody gets all slice. But the personal pan pizza, 5-minute guarantee.
That's pretty good.
Or you get a free one your next time in. How about 1985?
My name's Woody Boyd.
Woody? Hi, I'm Sam Malone.
Howdy. I'm a friend of Coach's. Is he around?
I'm sorry, Woody. I guess you hadn't heard. No, Coach passed away a couple months ago. But yeah, I'd like to think he's still around.
Coach gone. I can't hardly believe it.
Boy, he had a lot of friends. I don't remember him mentioning a Woody.
Well, we never met. We were kind of like pen pals.
You exchanged letters?
No, pens.
They were pen pals, Neil. They would exchange pens. Woody made his debut at Cheers on this day. Woody Harrelson.
What year was that?
1985.
So that was, what, exactly 3 years after Cheers debuted.
So the story is, you know, Coach died.
In real life. Yeah, Nicholas Colasanto.
Yes. And then they brought in Woody. And my thing was always that actors on television shows especially that have to use the same name as their actual name, they're dumb.
Right.
Because, well, yeah, they can't remember what their acting name is because they would say, let's say they gave Woody the name Tim. Right. And they go, Tim, what's going on? And they wouldn't react to it.
Right.
Woody. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why they did it. I mean, Tony Danza is another good example. I'm not calling Woody Harrelson dumb. I'm just saying that's kind of...
It seemed to fit his character quite nicely.
That's probably what they said. You're a Woody, and we're not changing it, which would be genius by those folks. And then 2017.
I can't give this up!
Hugh Hefner was the teenage boy who never grew up. A pioneer of sexual liberation in the 1960s, Bunny Girls, nightclubs, a corporate jet called Big Bunny, all made possible by the magazine he started at his kitchen table.
He named his corporate jet Big Bunny. Hugh Hefner died on this day, 2017, at the age of 91. Lived a good long life.
Yes. That is very,
When he's 91, he still had, girlfriends in their 20s.
Yeah, he had a good run.
He did. That was his day, 2017. Was he buried in his robe?
He must have been. I mean, it would have been fitting.
Birthdays. The great Randy Bachman.
How about that?
And yes, it is Bachman.
Yes, it is.
Even though it's Bachman Turner Overdrive, you try and explain that.
I can't.
Started out with a Guess Who. It was a pretty good band, and then went on to BTO.
Pretty good band there, too.
81 here
still
today.
With us. Good for him.
Yeah, he's still going strong with us. I'm still, sure, singing, maybe not touring, but at least doing some singing.
Rogue 3! Copy, Rogue Leader.
Wedge, I've lost my gunner. You'll have to make the shot.
Coming around, Rogue Leader. Activate harpoon. Good shot, Jensen.
Yeah, he's Wedge Antilles, Neil. You know Wedge Antilles? He was Red. He was Red 2. And then he was Rogue 3.
Huh.
He'd rather have been Red Fox, but he was Red 2 instead. He was one of Luke's good buddies, who was in the Rebel fleet.
Okay.
And Rebel pilot, played by Dennis Lawson. Good shooting, Wedge. I need help, Wedge.
Yeah.
Give me a wedge of pie, Wedge.
Was that like from the...
Are you going for a wedge,
first
Wedge?
First or second?
When he plays Trivial Pursuit, are you going for a wedge, Wedge? He was in all three, I think.
Oh, he was, okay.
And then they brought him back in the very last one that they just completed when they had all these ragtag people showing up.
Okay.
And he was there, which is kind of a nice touch. So happy birthday to him here
today.
What's
his real name?
His name is Dennis Lawson. He's from Scotland, and he's 77.
Moving up, looking up.
Hey, Dave Parker's turning 7-up.
America is turning 7-up. Reaching up, feeling up.
Mike Schmidt's turning 7-up.
America is turning 7-up.
I forgot he did those.
You know that, he hit 500 home runs, Hall of Fame, but the highlight of his career is when he turned 7-up.
It would have to be. You ask him, the World Series in 82 or whatever it was really meant nothing.
Yeah, the one where it popped out of Bob Boone's glove into Pete Rose's glove.
Yeah.
I think that was 1980.
Yeah, 80. It probably was 80, yeah.
So Mike Schmidt, third baseman, Phillies. Yeah. 75 today.
Well, made a round of money and my heart stood still.
Sean Cassidy live on stage here. He's a little out of breath. I can kind of tell. You know, he's running. Well, he had to run away from all these girls.
Yes.
Because he was a heartthrob.
He was one of the Hardy Boys.
Well, that too.
Yeah, Joe. The younger brother.
He was younger than Parker Stevenson.
Yes.
In real life and in the show. So, Sean Cassidy, 66 today. How about more music? Neil, is your third eye blind?
And it itches just like, you know, my other two.
That's why we didn't have
allergies.
That's why we didn't have a what's the... You should have a third eye that is non-allergic.
Yeah, it would be good.
So the lead singer...
This is a pretty good song here.
It's called Semi-Charmed Life. Look at this do-do-do part.
Yeah, it's good. Which very, is very catchy.
Which is very girl on the billboard-like.
Yes, it is.
Del Reeves.
Yeah.
And maybe they were inspired by Girl on the Billboard.
It could have happened.
Stephen Jenkins, 60 today.
You must be the famous Pepper Potts.
Indeed I am.
After all these years, Tony still has you picking up the dry cleaning.
I do anything and everything that Mr. Sark requires, including occasionally taking out the trash. Will that
zinga,
be all?
Zinga! There's Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm-hmm. I'm still stunned you didn't buy one of her candles. I think you'd really enjoy it.
I gotta get me one.
Gwyneth Paltrow, 52. Rapper of the day is Trick Daddy.
Sure.
51.
Trick Daddy.
Yeah, Trick Daddy. Let's do some acapella here.
So, are you interested? Sorry, it just is pretty lame. Excuse me? Synchronized lady dancing to a Mariah Carey chart topper is not lame. We sing all
I agree. I agree. That is not lame. Ach, excuse me.
Yeah,
more pitch
good.
Perfect here today, 42. And then we've got Avril Lavigne. Tell me so I like to say Lavigne.
Kind of looks like Lavigne.
But it's not. I tell you what, the video for this song, she looks like she's 12. Hey, Michia.
How old is she?
Well, today she's 40.
Oh, okay.
40 for Avril Lavigne.
Gone but not forgotten. We got quite a list here today, Jim. American revolutionary and statesman and beer maker Samuel Adams. He was one of the signers.
He never made beer.
He didn't make beer.
He made mead.
Oh, very nice.
He loved mead.
And he loved his mead. Born on this day, 1722. Was he on one of the foods that built America? He must have been. Businessman James Dole, 1877. He was the first Hawaiian pineapple canner, and he made a fortune because of it. Carl Ballantine was an actor. I remember him best from McHale's Navy, but he did other things.
And he was a magician. He'd show up on shows and do magic.
Yes.
And now, here's the one you've all been waiting for. Not that one. The rabbit from the top hat. All magicians do it. Why shouldn't I? You pass us over the hat for the old Dusteroo. Inside the hat. What happened to the Duster? Inside the hat. Well, if you're going to watch that close, the trick is off. I'll give him the big one now.
That's a cameo on The Cosby Show. What a cut up.
He did, yeah, magic and comedy together. It's genius. 1917 for Carl Ballantine. It's TV theme time. I don't know which one this is. I think, is this Jake and the Fat Man?
Hang on. I think they say it here, don't they?
Cannon.
Oh, there it is.
A Quinn Martin production.
Of course. For sure.
Starring William Conrad.
You know.
What do you want? Who are you?
Dave Baylor.
Baylor's dead.
He's alive and well in Los Angeles.
Leslie Nielsen on this episode.
Oh.
No, none better than when they crossed over to Barnaby Jones. When
yes,
they did the crossover
yes. Yeah,
with Barnaby.
Yeah, then he did, of course, Jake and the Fat Man, William Conrad. He was the, of course, Marshall Matt Dillon on Radio Gunsmoke.
Can't forget that.
And then it's done a ton of voice work, too. William Conrad. Born on this day, 1920. More TV theme time?
It is. You had a bit of an inquisitive inflection there.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
This is Family.
Oh, sure. With Seda Thompson.
Yes, exactly. Christy McNichol was on that. And Meredith Baxter Burney
as
Nancy.
Okay. Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress Seda Thompson
never got into that show.
Family. No, I didn't
either.
Seemed
a little boring for me at my age.
1927. I liked the show Mission Impossible. A lot of TV themes with some very good ones.
So Greg Morris,
of course. Yeah, Greg Morris, he was the, he was their high-tech guy.
And you know,
he was good. 1933 for Greg Morris.
Whenever Greg Morris is on the almanac, I'm reminded that his son is.
Now, is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem for them. It's a clear violation of your rights as a consumer. It's an infringement on your constitutional rights. It's outrageous, egregious, preposterous.
It's definitely preposterous.
He was the father of Jackie Chiles.
Very nice.
Bonus Seinfeld here today on the Almanac.
I like that. All right, Greg Morris again, 1933. Outstanding sportscaster and journalist Dick Schaap had a very recognizable delivery and style. And his son Jeremy also followed in his footsteps, 1934. Soul Train legend Don Cornelius, 1936.
And a legendary afro. Too.
For sure.
Hey, Don, welcome aboard. I can guarantee you'll enjoy the ride, especially if you like your soul ice cold, because none other than the Iceman himself is going to be looking you right dead in your eyes after this very important message.
Who's he talking about there, Neil? The Iceman. Are we talking George Gervin?
George Gervin, yeah.
Are we talking George Gervin?
Master of the finger roll.
Yeah.
Don Cornelius there. Remember the Soul Train program, 1936. You don't know his real name as much, Michael Lee Adai, but you knew him. We knew him as Meatloaf.
That I would do anything for love, and I'll be there till the final.
Would it be safe to say his songs were dramatic?
Yes,
because of Jim Steinem, of course.
Was with him. Grammy for "I Do Anything for Love." You know,
that's this song.
Yes, but. It says here, better by his stage name. Didn't he indeed change his name to Meatloaf legally?
I wish he was.
I thought he did.
He got that from middle school football. That was his nickname in middle school football.
Meatloaf. And, we don't mention many flute and keyboard players, but when you talk about Men at Work, you know, they use the flute a lot, and Greg Hamm is the guy.
Didn't you want to be a flautist before you decided on the French horn?
Yeah. You know, Marshall Tucker, Jethro Tull, and Men at Work. Those are the three bands I think about with the flautist. And the kazoo. Now, if you played the train whistle to this, nobody has enough breath to do that.
That would hurt my lungs.
Yeah. Greg Hamm was the guy there, born on this day, 1953, with Men at Work. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
This was a big miss.
You know, when I was a kid and got a hold of a nickel, I thought I was rich.
Yes.
Didn't turn up my nose at pennies either. Today, some folks won't even bend to pick them up. Well, here's a bowl of steaming Quaker oatmeal.
Yeah, and nothing better on TV than looking up and looking at your screen and seeing Wilford Brimley get Quaker oats in his mustache.
Yeah, it was quite a cookie duster.
Wilford Brimley, 1934. Did you know he was barely 50? When Cocoon was released.
Are you kidding?
Yes. So he would have probably been 49 when it was being filmed.
Wow.
That means Wilford Brimley in Cocoon was younger than Eminem is right now.
Oh,
or younger than Gwyneth Paltrow. Brad Paisley is older right now than Wilford Brimley was
when he did
in
Cocoon. I don't know that they used a lot of makeup for him either.
Our rapper of the day, Trick Daddy. Was older. And now they're all gone.
Gone. But not. What year was William Brimley born?
1934.
Okay.
And you know he had diabetes.
Okay.
Right. That was well documented.
Gone.
But not.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Friday Bobathon with Lee Greenwood, Dixie Road, Jody Messina, Heads Carolina, Tails California, or Conway Twitty, Twitten Jeans, coming to you from.
Baba Wawa.
Or it could be, who's the Bugs Bunny guy going after?
Oh, Daffy Duck? No,
Elmer Fudd.
There we go. I threw all that. I'm going to do Joe DiMassina.
Oh, good.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault.